Number one, please.
Number one is a resolution from Supervisors Holloway and Mayo supporting the Workforce Mobility Act that would restore funding to Milwaukee public transit systems that were scheduled 10% in the 10% in the 2011-2013 state budget bill.
Okay, thank you. We have Supervisor Dmitrievich is here, so we're all set. Wonderful, thank you. The chairman, or either Chairman Mayo, Chairman Holloway, either wants to speak first. You're the authors.
I'll let Chairman Mayo.
I figure that would be it. So, Supervisor Mayo, come on up, please. Thank you.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman. Good morning, distinguished colleagues this morning. Y'all look awfully lovely this morning. I hope y'all move approval of this item number one. It would help Milwaukee County to, if it happens, restore some of our services. You know, this is one-time shock. It may improve our rollback fares, may rollback increased lines. So I hope you can do this. I would like to thank Chairman Holloway, Supervisor Holloway on this committee, for his leadership on this item, because he asked me, can I come along? And I thought that was a wonderful idea that he gave me. And I want to thank you personally.
You're welcome.
Mr. Chairman, will you have Supervisor Holloway be quiet? So I'm trying to stroke him. And he but on a serious note, this
thank
will
you.
Help our
thank you.
Will help our transit system, because you know our transit system needs all the help we can. But we also got to start looking at dedicated funding. We got to get the transit system off the property tax rolls so we can continue to have this wonderful system. We have a good drivers. We have a good management team in place. Let's continue to make this Milwaukee County transit system one of the best in the country. Thank you.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Holloway, any other comments? Supervisor DeBruin, then Supervisor Broderick. Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Well,
I'll move
approval.
Okay. Thank you.
But also, I would like to request to be added as a co-sponsor. Not only do I support the resolution, but I think it would be fun to be on a resolution with Supervisors Holloway and Mayo.
Are they willing to take you?
Oh, yes.
Well, we're all for it, yes. Supervisor Brevard. Thank you, Supervisor.
I was going to ask the same, Mr. Chair.
Okay. Do we record it? Okay.
You didn't ask him what he was willing to take.
Yeah.
Do I see affirmative nods there?
Of course.
Wonderful. We have Mr. Younger from Sewer Pack in attendance and Mr. Grant, head of transportation. Do you gentlemen want to say anything at all since you came down?
Sewer Pack here.
Okay.
Yeah, representing more than just that.
Right. Come up and introduce yourselves then if you may make any quick comments. Obviously, we're much in favor of this. Appreciate it.
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, Ken Younger with Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission. I was asked to appear. And to note that this proposal to restore the 10% reduction is critical to the preservation of transit service in Milwaukee County. State law has established the state really as the principal funder of public transit in the state of Wisconsin. In the year 2010, the state provided 62% of the total public funded needed to operate the Milwaukee County transit system. So maintaining that level of funding and increasing it annually to address inflation is truly essential to preserving transit service. Over the last 10 years, the state has not increased funding or has not increased it commensurate with inflation. As a result, the transit systems had to face a 20% reduction in transit service, 50% increase in fare well beyond inflation. Without the Special Federal Highway Administration Congestion Mitigation Air Quality Improvement Program funds, the CMAQ funds, Milwaukee County Transit would have faced an 8% reduction in service this year, 30% or 30% increase in fares. And while CMAQ funds may potentially eliminate this need to reduce service or increase fares, over the next 2 years, beyond that, their future availability is uncertain. So there's a need, in order to assure the preservation of transit service, to restore this 10% cut in service and to get the state back to maintaining and increasing state transit assistance on an annual basis commensurate with inflation. In the alternative, it's essential to put in place a 0.5% dedicated local sales tax for public transit, as nearly all peer metropolitan areas have across the nation. That is the way that transit is funded really across the United States.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Grant?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, committee members. Lloyd Grant, Managing Director for the Transit System. I would echo Mr. Yonker's comments. I believe that the transit system is currently under significant financial strain as a result of the $6.85 million cut in state operating assistance, and that there's an urgent need for relief that I don't think I can overstate. The CMAQ funds that we were granted earlier in or later in 2011, as Mr. Yonker indicated, those funds are only available through about January of 2014. So at that time, we will once again be facing a significant crisis at the transit system in terms of the need to either look at substantial reductions in service or a combination of that, as well as fare increases. So from our perspective, we certainly wholeheartedly support this resolution to restore the 10% cut in funding for transit systems across the state.
Something I would think could Jermaine just give you a minute to how did the whole transit open house, I guess, where Rapid Transit go on Saturday. What do you see coming for those routes, please?
Well, we had a ceremony this past weekend to launch or kick off the Metro Express service, and we had a dry run of the service yesterday, with many passengers taking advantage of the service. Today is the first day of the Metro Express service operating, as well as the other changes that were necessary as a result of the 10% cutting funding. So, I think this week, as we move forward. The biggest test is going to be helping the public and our riders to understand the route changes and the schedule, and we have many people currently in place to assist the public with that.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. I want to give echo to the supervisors who were there Saturday, Supervisor Demetri Abridge, Supervisor Michael Mayo, Supervisor Haas, Senator Larson, of course, myself, and I'm not running for nothing, but I was there, and just want to say that we were all there supporting. It was a nice little crowd.
Mm-hmm. Very good. I didn't see that reported too. My last editorial comment before asking for a vote on this resolution that would support the Workforce Mobility Act 10% cut that we saw is that, we knew the legislature wasn't going to vote on the sales tax and the referendum. I know it's a big issue for many people, but I think all of us are in common, and I do want to, compliment the county board and our staff. When the governor was going to put the transit funding in the general funding, we went to State Fair. We were led by Supervisor Dmitrievich, who led that, and I did speak also in front of the Joint Finance, and the Joint Finance actually, turned around on the governor and said, yeah, that would be an absolute crime to put transportation in the general fund. We've been in with hospitals, of course, and everything else. So this board and us working together and our staff, we've come a long way here. Now we're talking about the significant cuts we had. I'd hate to think what it would have been if we wouldn't have the Joint Finance. I think through our lobbying and our work in many areas, that's why we can never give up in any area. I know I've said that before. But in all these different areas we're going to talk about today, we can't give up either because, we've got to unite and work and fight for funding for our county and for our people. So this is an example of that. And like everything else, we're not out of the woods because we didn't have that CMAQ funding, as you well talked about, and the county executive admitted, of course, he went publicly on TV on that too. We'd be in dire straits this year, to say the least. So, okay. Supervisor Broderick?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think it should be underscored that this resolution should not be necessary. It's necessitated by state government turning their backs on the expressed voice of the people in November of 2008 when they voted in their majority to to tax themselves for purposes of transit and parks, as we all know. The fact is that elected officials at the state level have simply ignored the expressed voice of the people. And I think that raises some very, very troubling questions about the meaning of the voice of the citizen in this representative form of government. And I think speaks loudly about the influence of minority money in the American political process, and as expressed particularly here in the state of Wisconsin. It's unfortunate. But recall that the people voted in their majority, that they asked to be taxed, that anti-tax fervor was in no sense responsible for the state not acting, or if it was, it was against the will of the majority.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor. At this time, then, we do have a motion by Supervisor DeBruin for approval on number one. Madam Clerk.
Supervisors Holloway.
Aye.
Bukowski.
Aye.
DeBruin.
Aye.
Robert.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Sapolipo.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Motion approved, 7-0.
Thank you.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir. Supervisor Bukowski.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Bork monster.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You know, I actually had forgotten how much fun it is to have Supervisor Broderick on this committee, because you know that we're going to have an editorial at least once or twice throughout the course of the meeting. So thanks for doing that for us.
Some of us should be conscious of the public will in our votes.
Okay. Supervisor Broderick, I didn't call on you, so
I got it.
Okay.